Swampcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Please, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoes.
Scarab 2018 is still going strong, stronger than expected for day two, early in the morning. And I've got Doug sitting here at the table with me. How's it going, Doug?
Very well, sir.
I understand you have a game that you wanted to talk to me about.
I do.
Okay, so what game do you want to talk to me about?
That would be Roll For It Deluxe.
Okay, and Deluxe because it's in a tin and it has a whole bunch of other stuff in it.
Uh-huh.
So, tell me something good about Roll For It.
It is very easy to learn, just sitting down and never having played it before. And, that was when I was wanting to play a lot of different games that made it very advantageous.
Okay. Anything bad you want to say about Roll For It?
It doesn't have a lot of strategy, and it doesn't take a very long time if you're wanting to really sit down and get involved in a game. But it's good for a fast-paced, quick game.
Yeah, there's not a lot of thinkiness to it. Anything in the other category that you want to say?
Oh yes, it has an awesome dice bag.
It does.
You might want to buy the game just for the dice bag and make use of it in other ways.
And it has a lot of colored dice in it too.
It does.
Yeah. Well, cool. I know a bit of a short interview, but that's fine. It was a short game.
It is.
So thanks for talking to me about Roll For It.
You're welcome.
And that's the deluxe one.
Mm-hmm.
So hello again. I have another con attendee with me who was just playing some games and she wants to talk about it. So hey Jennifer, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I understand that you just played a game called Roll For It.
I did.
So did you have fun playing Roll For It?
I really enjoyed it, yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell me something good about Roll For It?
I think it's really easy to understand. Anyone can play it. You don't have to be able to read, so you can play it even with small children as long as they can count.
Okay. And I understand this was the actual Roll For It Deluxe.
Yes.
So that's the one that comes in the little tin. And
yes, absolutely.
And a ton of dice and stuff like that. Okay. Can you tell us something maybe bad about Roll For It?
It was very simple, and I could see it if you played it multiple times, it would get repetitive.
Okay. I could see that too. I know when we played it, our big gripe was the teeny tiny dice, but I think if they were bigger than that, it would have made that game a little bit harder to play.
Yes, absolutely.
So what can you throw something in there in the other category for Roll For It?
I would say that I like the card artwork. I've seen other versions, so I like that there's in the deluxe version, there's two different decks, so you can play with a smaller group, or you can combine the decks to play with a much larger group. And I think it's a lot more fun with more players.
I can see that. I can totally see that. All right. Well, thank you for talking with us about your experience playing Roll For It Deluxe at Scarab Gaming Con, Jennifer.
Thank you.
As I board game reviews from the Swarmcast, if you don't like it, I'm a come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.